It says in Exodus 32, verse 31, "And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, ... This is kind of like he leaves that hanging. If you'll forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written." So he's saying, look, if you're not going to forgive them, then you know what? Just punish me. Take it out on me. And then the Lord said unto Moses, "Whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book." So he doesn't take up Moses on that offer of Moses offering to bear the sins of the people and be blotted out of the book and so forth. But he had that heart. He made that offer. And you know what? That shows how much he loved people. He loved the lost. The Apostle Paul said something similar in Romans when he said, "I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren's sake, for the children of Israel, if they would be saved," he said in Romans chapter 9. And so that should show us a heart that we should have for the lost. Now look, most of us would not be willing to go that far. I know I wouldn't be willing to go that far. I wouldn't be asking God, "Hey, blot me out of that book," or, you know, I'll suffer it all for, but you know what? I am willing to go out and knock some doors and tell people about Christ. You know what? I am willing to go out and preach the gospel. I am willing to take a trip to an Indian reservation or to a mission field or across the street to go knock someone's door and tell them about Jesus. You know, we don't have to die on the cross. We don't have to be blotted out of the book. We don't have to be buried for 3 days and three nights. Hey, all we have to do is just open our mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. And it's not too much to ask. And if we love the lost, we'd be willing to make some sacrifice in our life. Moses is willing to make the ultimate sacrifice. The Apostle Paul is willing to make the ultimate sacrifice. What sacrifices, what small sacrifices are you and I willing to make to get the gospel to the lost? People that are going to die and go to hell and be punished for all eternity, do we even care? Do we love them? If we do, we're going to be willing to make some sacrifices. We're going to be willing to pay the price to get them the gospel. Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice. Moses and Paul talked about making it, but you know what? We're not even being asked to make that. All we're being asked to do is to be an ambassador for Christ. And we ought to be willing to say, "Here am I, send me."